grace, our light, our purity, our semblance. So our semblance, passion ignited, here we go. Our semblance is really at a, very exalted state. So the more that we understand that we are ascending, it's not like, oh, that's a fairy tale. Oh, that's for someone else. That's very possible and probable in our near alignment, in our near devotional standing, in our near devotional state. So if they're saying, if you notice, it all has to do with your devotion. What are we devoted to? When we're devoted to light, when we're devoted to love, when we're devoted to springtime success. So springtime isn't, it has to be spring, the season spring. Springtime is your leap of faith, your devotional, your devotion to your present reality. So it's a springing in your step where we're leaving the past alignment. So the past alignment, we think it has to be carried forth. We think we can't live without it. But of course we can. It's like being in school and suddenly it's summertime and it's recess. Can you live without school? Certainly. So this is really about if you can just like feel the exuberation, the jubilation of a primary school kid, that it's like summertime freedom. So we want to feel that freedom at last. The freedom at last has nothing to do with the political climate, what your boss says, your divorce decree. Like, it's nothing in the external. The freedom at last is your own liberated heart. It doesn't matter if someone's arguing with you, so like, it just doesn't matter, because we're bringing forth the gifts of rapture. We're bringing forth our destiny. So you really want to feel how love is included in all your signature sense. In other words, in all your happenings, in all your stirrings, what we're doing, what we're learning to do is to release fear permanently. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? When we release fear permanently, we're releasing our future. When we release the everything from the past, we're releasing our guilt. So we open up to love's assertion. We open up to our I am standing, because when we profess I am, that I am is our illuminated vision, is our prosperity, is our grace in earth, is our divinity in form. So we're learning to be masters of that true association. So what the way we do that is to recognize our entitlement. And our entitlement is to know that we're one with source. So being one with source is just like this dog. He comes to get picked up and he knows he's entitled. So sooner or later, I'm going to bend down and pick him up. So we want to really have that expectancy. We want to really have that faith-filled velocity of assignment, and just really trusting and knowing and feeling and asserting and joining with and consenting to and expecting love's arrival to make all things possible. If you notice, the theme right now is expectancy. If you're waiting for a train, plane, bus, and you have your ticket in hand, you have an expectancy that the mode of transportation you selected is going to arrive. It would never dawn on you that it isn't. So the more that we can have that consistent faith, they're saying that we have faith in our fears. We understand faith. We just want to switch it from this polarized storyline. So faith in our fears, our faith in the past, our faith in 3D, is our faith in our ego, is it can go my way or it cannot. It can be good or it can be disastrous. So faith is just sort of like a gamble, however, whichever way you go. But when we have faith in our entitlement, in our eternity, in our trust of our I am assurance, in our divinity, in our soul, mastering all our happenings, then what we bring forth is extended grace. What we bring forth is the true inner smile. What we bring forth is heaven on earth. So allow yourselves to radiate. Radiate is the radiation of that heavenly vision, God's love embrace, God being the truth of self. So it's like our godliness is in our extension of our light. It's our I am presence. It's our Christ self. It's our Buddha self. It's our daily devotional assurance. Allow that full exploratory gain. So in other words, come in, delight, extend, persevere, overtake. So overtake is, can I help you out? Because I have God's glory, I have power, I have light. And we're just sort of like trying to figure it out with one gear. And it's like, oh my goodness, for heaven's sake, yes, please do. Please do. Here are all my pieces, here are all my parts. I surrender to love's happening. So that love's happening is a quickening. It's a quickening beyond our mind's establishment. We have felt like we have to manipulate, we have to do everything according to, like, they're calling it man's law, but of course what they mean is the projection of that ego consciousness that only knows one way. So when we allow love to assist, we're no longer shy. And so being no longer shy is really calling on the truth of self that understood all along, that's always been close by. So that is like how would I say that? Like the all-consuming grace that is here to fully restore. So it's just like a very, very patient help. Is just standing by while you're busy doing whatever you're doing. And then it's like, oh, did you notice me? And you kind of have a quick glance, but then you go back to your trial by error and your mind and your worries and all that. And then it comes back again. And it's like, I could help you with that. I can assist you with that. So you want to really feel how it's a little quiet or patient or quiet. When I receive it, the energies just sort of feel quiet. We're used to having our mind be very, very busy. Busy, busy, busy. Because if we're busy, somehow we're managing things better. So that quiet, it almost feels like we're being unresponsive or we're flatlining or we're not doing our part. But that quietness, that love's arrival is like the beginning of rapture. It's the beginning of heaven on earth. It's the beginning of our ongoing ascension. It's the beginning of our mastery. Because now we're one with our choir. Now we're one with our extending grace. Now we're one with love. So it's a little bit like when they say, like, you know, with God's speed. So that love is the power of the universe. It's the reason everything is. So when we allow that love to break through the seams, to just sort of like come in and orchestrate, that is the love of the presence of the I am destiny. So they want us to use that word destiny to just sort of feel that and play with that and permit that and allow that, because it's going to help us stand up high. So standing up high is just receiving that illumination, receiving that powerful gesturing, receiving that grace, receiving that true understanding. So that true understanding is the truth of ourselves. It's who we are and who we have already predestined, agree to be. So that destiny is, this was always part of the mission. This was always part of our agreement in this incarnation to bring forth this mastery, to bring forth this relevance of energy exchange. So it's something that we're very comfortable with, very familiar with. There's no one here that hasn't experienced this prior. So it's not like a new gifting. It's a familiar energy. It's a familiar obligation. It's a familiar association. So allow yourselves to receive, to honor, to blend with the truth of self, your I am presence. And as we do this, we awaken our souls. So when we look at the parallel realities, well, we're already here. We're already agreeing because we realize we're no longer amiss. In other words, we're recognizing the truth of self. We're recognizing why we came. So as we establish love's surrounding presence, we awaken humanity because we serve awakened. So the reality, the timeline that corresponds with our brilliance is now here, is now alivened, is now ready for consistency. So the consistency is, I agree to maintain this wholeness. I agree to maintain this wholeness. Whatever requires manifestation, I don't need anything from you, another. I recognize my wholeness, and from that outreach, from that outpouring of love's extreme, from my wholeness, I bring forth, I source, I manifest with ease. With ease because I already am all of it. I already am source. And I source, I bring forth whatever I'm ready to receive in love. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to transfer your faith to this new association of self. Allow yourselves full self-mastery. And just receive the energy of that. Just receive the alignment of that. Just receive the trust of that. Just receive the power of that. Allowing yourselves to know your true eternal flame as the truth of self, fully restored with a broadened smile. So the broadened smile is, I recognize myself. I choose to stand. It's sort of like when they say, I stand with my true self. I stand with my I am presence. I stand with my wholeness. And allow the energy, allow the light, allow the illuminated existence to take hold. Meaning, so that's the consistency. Here I am in my I am knowing. And everything that we experience in our life is reflective of our agreement that we are already one with Source. And as we demonstrate this wholeness, we show the way. So 5D is already here, already surrounding us, as we state that we are already one and the same. You may want to take a deep breath whenever you feel any kind of like that struggle, because you're stretching your ideology of self, your identity. So that breath allows love to come inside, allows the quickening to be stated. So they're basically saying, let this not fall on deaf ears. It's a little bit like Joshua, those that have ears, let them hear. Let this not fall on deaf ears, meaning that you're ready. You're ready. Allow love to assist. Take another deep breath. And really allow that spiritual DNA to be activated, aligned, and recorded. So recorded is, I have now graduated. This is my location. This is my frequency. In my readiness, in my true surrender to my divine self. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.